Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ, with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching that you can trust.
Hello, everybody. This is Nuvia Hughes. Thanks again for joining me for the second session of Do Not Give Up. I started talking about this in our first session. It is wonderful. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you. So just, you know, keep joining us for the second part, where I believe you will be blessed as well. We started on Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, and we have been talking about the importance of not giving up on what you're believing, not giving up on what the Word says, not giving up on what you have established with the Word. And Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, we're going to start reading there. And it says, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." You know, and then on verse 9 it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Well, you know, this is very clear. It talks about if you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you will reap everlasting life. I am a strong believer that our words, and it, you know, this is with the Word of God, our words are seeds. Everything you speak is a seed, and it will eventually come to you. So if you're speaking unbelief, if you're speaking doubt, then that's what is in your heart, and that's because of the abundance of the heart, that's what you will be speaking, because that's what you believe. Therefore, eventually, that's what you will reap. But God wants us to reap the best of His Word, right? So He sent forth His Word, and He healed us. So He sent His Word to be a blessing to us. And that's on Psalms 107, verse 20. You know, everything you sow, that's what you will reap. And that's what verse 8 says on Galatians chapter 6. Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. So sometimes, excuse me, we give up very easily because we might think that it seems like nothing is working. But it is. The Word does work. But you have to be adamant about it. You have to be diligent to speak the Word, to act on the Word, and to make sure that you're walking in love and you're walking in forgiveness and you hold nothing against anyone in your heart, because that is a hindrance to your faith. And so when you're believing God for something, then there's a hindrance on this other side. It will make a short circuit in your belief and in your faith. And then it might seem like the Word doesn't work. It's not that it doesn't work. Of course it works. But it's you not letting go of things of the flesh, things of the mind that have been hindering you from receiving from God. Because the Word of God is spiritual. It has nothing to do with the flesh. On the contrary, since it is spiritual and it is in our spirit, the more we feed our spirit with the Word of God, the more we strengthen ourselves in the Lord, then that is what's going to control both your mind, which is your will, your thoughts, your emotions, and it will control your flesh. It'll bring it into submission because you are more aware of Christ in you. You are Christ inside you minded. So that's what keeps you going and moving forward. We ended with Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. Again, talking about how God is always there for us. He wants to bless us. So this verse calls and says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So again, this is Him asking us to call on Him. Whenever there is a pressure in your life, whenever there's a harsh situation or for anything, you call on to Him. You don't call out the situation. You don't speak of it. You speak of the Word. You speak the Word to the problem. You speak the Word to that situation. You speak the Word to that tribulation. You don't speak You don't define your problem. It just makes you even more aware of the fact that it's there. It's already there. But if you speak the word, if you speak what the word says to that situation, then it makes you more aware of the word. It strengthens you, and it makes you to move forward. So we were also talking about how everything in the kingdom of God is a growth process. So you sow a seed, and it seems like it's going to take forever, but you know, it's just a growth process. And in that growth process, you can use it to, again, keep strengthening yourself in the Lord, grow in the word, grow your faith with the word of God. Mark chapter 4. Verse 26, and I'm just touching lightly on these verses because we've already defined them on the first session. So go back to our archives and listen to it, watch us on YouTube, and you know, subscribe to our channel. This is what's going to help people in need, and then you share it with other people. That helps us a lot, and it helps them. You know, we give freely what we freely have received. So just help us expand the kingdom of God by sharing teachings, by sharing our live transmissions. This is going to bless people. Anyway, so let's go back to Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." See, so now it's talking about, this is just talking about a process. So the word of God is a seed, and the ground is our heart, our spirit. So every time you speak the word of God, you are feeding your ground, you are sowing seed of the word of God into your ground, your heart, your spirit. But then you have to guard it. You have to watch what you are feeding it. I was talking about how sometimes people spend 5 or 10 minutes praying, you know, making faith confessions, but then the rest of the day they spend it in everything but the word of God. Well, obviously, the rest of the day is, or what you do the rest of the day, what you feed upon the rest of the day is what's going to either ultimately drown the 5 or 10 minutes that you were spending with God, or it'll just discourage you from doing it at all because you're thinking, what for? It doesn't work. Well, of course the word works, but it's what, how diligent we are in spending time in the word and receiving from God and calling on to him instead of calling on everybody that we know, because we need support, because we need encouragement, because we need somebody to pat our shoulder and our backs and say, yeah, it's going to be okay. And I'm not saying that's necessarily bad, but you know, at the end of the day, those people are going to go back to their own houses, to their own issues, to their own problems that they have to deal with. But it's you left at home, maybe alone, maybe with others at home, but it's with you either bottling up everything on the inside of you or just calling on to Jesus, because at the end of the day, you are going to have to deal with the situation. You cannot run from it, but you can confront it with the word of God. And Jesus promises that if we call on to him, he will answer us. So if he answers us, it's because he hears us. So he hears our prayer. So the answer will eventually come, because it's talking about, we just read in Mark, it's a growth process. Sometimes we don't see how it is growing. Sometimes it's like, well, I don't know when this is going to happen. I've been believing for something for so long and it doesn't seem to happen. You have to understand, that's the key word, seems. It seems the devil is going to make it seem like the word is not working, but it does work. It is effective in all its ways. We just have to be diligent in putting it, keep on putting it in our hearts and feeding ourselves with it, feeding ourselves with it, feeding ourselves with it. So this same verse on Jeremiah 33, verse 3, I like to see it on the Amplified, the Classic Amplified, because it amplifies the verse itself, the explanation of it, and sometimes it makes it a little more clearer for us to understand. So it says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish, and recognize, and or have knowledge of and understand." So again, this is saying, but I want to emphasize on a couple words here. He says, call to me and I will answer you and show you. He will show us. He desires to show us. And then it says, great and mighty things. So he's wanting to show us those great and mighty things. And then it says, fenced in and hidden. Right? They're hidden. But he is desiring. It's the desire of his heart to reveal them to us, to show us our ways, to light up our path as we walk in life. This is his will. They are hidden, but he desires to show them and to reveal them to us. And it'll be done through our time seeking him diligently. Because if you see, it says, call to me. When you call unto him, it's not that you're calling on him in desperation because you have absolutely no idea what to do. No, even calling on him is done by faith. When you go into your prayer closet, into your prayer place, and you just say, Father, I thank you that you hear me. I praise you. You start praising him and worshiping him and just spending time with him. And then he knows what you're going through. He's not absent from that situation. He's there. He knows. And he also has the answer and the way to exit that situation. But he wants us to, from the bottom of our heart, from our own will to call on him, to seek him. He wants us to want to seek him. He's not going to force it upon us because he's just such a good father that he's not going to force us. He wants us to want him. So when you, that's why it says you seek him, you call to me and I will answer you. He wants us to do so. Now look at what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 is saying. You have to be, and you connect these two verses together, it's amazing. Because like I just said, those things that the Lord wants to reveal to us, yes, they are hidden, but it is his will to reveal them to us. But it'll be done through our prayer time and our diligently seeking him. So we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He wants to reward us, not, you know, just say, oh, you're such a good son, you're such a good daughter, thank you for seeking me, here's your reward. No, what this is talking about is he wants to show us the goodness of his word in our lives when we diligently seek him. And I was looking at the word diligently, and literally this is done purposely. It has to be done on purpose. You purposely seek him. You put it in your heart and you say, you know what? I purposely want to seek Jesus. I purposely want to seek him. It's not going to be done out of coincidence. It's going to be done purposely. He wants us to want to diligently seek him. And diligently is with passion, with detail. You seek him with detail. You open up your Bible and you seek his answers on the word. Everything we need, everything we desire, everything we want to do in life is hidden in the word of God. We have to want to search for it. We have to want to search for the answers every time. And it works, but it's your prayer time, it's your diligent prayer time with Jesus. See, nowadays, I'm seeing things in my life that I started to pray for about a year or two ago. And, you know, you get to the point where you're like, wait a minute, you realize it and you're thinking, wait a minute, I started praying for this about a year or two ago and it's happening. Well, thank you, Jesus. So it's like it comes. Not that it comes all of a sudden because you're always expecting the answers to come, but I don't know if to say it catches you by surprise, but you just realize that that's what you were praying for, and there's your answer, and then you think, oh wow, so you know, thank you Jesus, prayer works, and then it pushes you to move forward and keep on doing it, and you're saying, okay, so if it worked for this, surely can work for this other area in my life. And you might be thinking, oh, but is it going to take a year and a half? Is it going to take 2 years? You know, I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take. Sometimes my prayers have been answered quickly. Sometimes my prayers have been answered. It takes longer. But, you know, preparation time is no wasted time. So when you're praying, you're preparing yourself. You're preparing yourself because you're strengthening yourself. You're growing in the Lord. You're obtaining more wisdom and knowledge from the Word. So you're preparing yourself. You're growing. So as you're growing, you know, the manifestations of your prayers are going to catch up onto you. But then by the time they come, you're strengthened. It's not like, oh, I was just all weary because I didn't know if it was going to come or not. No, you strengthen, and then it's like it caught you by surprise. It's not that it was catching you by surprise. It's the fact that you have been so busy putting the Word of God in your heart that when the manifestation came, you're like, oh, wait a minute. That's what, yeah, thank you, Jesus. I've been praying for this. Oh, praise the Lord. I've been expecting this. You know, amen. This works. So, like I said, I don't know if it's going to take 1, 2 years, maybe 10 years. You know, my husband was talking the other day during one of our services. He was saying that things that are happening in the ministry right now in this time, in this season, he had been praying for or started praying for, or the Lord told him about 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, we might think, oh, that's such a long time, though. I don't feel like I can wait all that much time. You know, time passes by either way. So it's up to us to either go along with that time in spending time with the Lord, putting the Word in our hearts, or we just pass by, we just cruise on by. But it'll eventually come. You know, the time passes is what I'm trying to say. So either you reap what you sowed from the Word, or you reap what you were sowing from the flesh. All those 10 or 15 years. And yes, at times it feels like, when is it going to happen? You know, Abraham and Sarah waited decades to receive the promised child, but they received them. But in that time, I'm sure Abraham had to strengthen himself in the Lord. Every time he went outside at night, he would look at the stars, and that was a token of God's faithfulness to him, saying, this is how numerous your descendants will be. This is how big your heritage is going to be. And every time he saw the sand on the, I mean, my goodness, he lived on the desert. Every time he saw the sand, he'd be like, wow, all these descendants, you know, God is comparing my descendants to the grains on this sand. So that was God instilling in Abraham hope, encouragement to don't give up. Don't grow weary. You will have the result. You will have an answered prayer. Just hold on. And so that time, Abraham had to strengthen himself. So when the promised child came, well, my goodness, they were happy. They were joyful. But they were also joyful in the waiting process because they knew it was going to happen. They knew. They took God for his word, and God did not put them to shame. So call on to him. If he has told you something, if he's promised you something, don't speak against it. Don't speak, oh, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Well, I do know God told me, but I don't know. Every time you speak a but after the word of God, it's not going to work. But if you put it before, like, well, the doctor told me that I have a chronic illness, but the word of God says that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. It's much different when you say, well, the word of God says that by the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed, but the doctor told me that I have a chronic disease. You see the difference? It changes your perspective. It changes the way you see God. So if you keep on putting God's word in your heart, then that's what's going to grow in you. Not that the word grows, but it grows in you because you become more aware of it. You are strengthening yourself in the Lord, and it pushes you not to give up. And so your prayer time is an essential time. Your prayer time is going to strengthen you. Your prayer time is where you're going to listen to the Lord speak to you. You will receive a word. You will receive just amazing things. About 2 years ago, I received this word from the Lord, and I kept it in my journal. This is one of my journals, in fact, every time I'm in prayer time, I have my journal and a pen because I know that I have to be ready because if Jesus talks to me, I need to write it down because that's amazing. And so I'm ready to always write down what the Lord tells me. And this is one of the things that he told me, and I even have the date. And so he said, faith is a powerful force whose power source is the Word of God. Now think about this. Faith is a powerful source or force. Faith is a powerful force whose power source is the Word of God. So we have a powerful force. And then he gave me Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 to back it up. And it's just amazing how your time in the Lord just expands your knowledge, and it just makes you more aware of his presence in you, and it pushes you to, you want to I want it to be tomorrow because I want to spend my time with the Lord in the morning, or I want it to be night because it's my time with the Lord. It just makes you expectant to that. So Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. But my point in here is, the word of his power. And he tells me, faith is a powerful force whose power source is the word of God. So there it is. His power is his word, which is transferred onto faith. So every time we speak faith, we are transferring the power of the word onto what we're speaking. So if you're speaking life onto your life, you're transferring the power of God's word onto your life. If you're speaking health onto your body, you're transferring the power of the word onto your body in the form of health, because it's in the word, because faith is based on the word of God. So why should we give up when we have a powerful force whose power source is the word of God? Why should we be apart from the word of God when it is the source of the power of our faith? Brothers and sisters, this is amazing, and we have to grasp it in our hearts. We have to understand it in the spirit. It has nothing to do with the mind. Like I said before, it has to fall into your heart, and then you strengthen yourself in the Lord, and then your spirit takes over your mind, your emotions, your will. You just control them because you are so aware of Jesus in you. You are so strong in the Lord. I'm talking about your spirit, your born again spirit. It's full of the word of God. So whenever something arises, something against the word arises on against you, then you go and you declare the word of God, which is a powerful force. And you're declaring that force of God. You're declaring that power against the power of the enemy. And greater is he that is in me, that is in you, than he who is in the world. So the power of the word is in us. The power of God himself is in us. So when you speak the word, you're speaking the power of God, because it is his power, the word of his power. This is amazing. Don't give up. Call on to him. If you believe Jesus told you to do something and it seems like it's not happening, you just hold on fast onto your confession. You hold on fast onto what the Lord told you. And it will eventually come if you don't grow weary. If you continue to walk on the word, if you continue to stand on faith, it will eventually come. Trust me, this works. If it's worked for me, it'll work for you. And we will continue to talk about this, and I believe it's going to keep on blessing you, and we will grow together, and we will together see God's glory in our lives. Amen. So thank you so much for joining me. I want to encourage you to get connected with us with Word of Faith Ministries. We have a lot of material out there to be for you to be blessed with. You can subscribe to our YouTube channels. You can become a faith partner. You can go onto our website. It is mpfccc.com. We have two. We have one in Spanish and one in English, but this is the one in English. It is right on your screen. It is mpfccc.org. You can connect with us. You can become a faith partner and help us expand the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and share the good news with all the people that need it the most, with all the people that are in need of a word of encouragement. Maybe somebody spoke to you at one point in your life and they encouraged you. Then it's time for you to do the same. It is time for you to give freely what you freely received. So help us in connecting with us if you'd like to sow into our ministry. We bless you. We thank you. We know that you will receive a bountiful harvest. And there are many ways for you to do it. They're all on the screen. Help us to expand the kingdom of God. And I want to remind you, do not grow weary in well-doing. Because if you do not lose heart, you will reap eventually. We bless you. I love you. I call you blessed and highly favored. Thank you for joining us today.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.